Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 17, skip down, please. Verse 17. If by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Do you believe that verse? What did the verse say? It said death reigned because of sin. But has something changed since Jesus has come? Is grace available in Him? Is righteousness available in Him? Yes. And by this grace and by this righteousness, we have the privilege of death not ruling and reigning over us, but us ruling and reigning in life. In life. Other translations say, in this life. Everybody say it out loud. By grace and righteousness, I reign in life by Christ Jesus. Is that scripture?
Yes.
Now, this is not something that you necessarily see like you should the first time or two or 10 times you hear it. The devil has so blinded the minds of men on the face of the planet. The Bible says that in 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is called the god of this world, and he's blinded the minds of them that believe not. He's continuing to reign, and the curse is reigning in this world. It's all you got to do is look around and see, are things dying and people being cursed and all manner of terrible things. But he's doing it illegally. Because Jesus has defeated him. Right? And we're not promised that, you know, we're going to be immortal in this physical body. In fact, we're told, you know, that it is appointed unto man once to die. But we have been given the earnest of our inheritance. And we do not have to let sin rule over us. We do not have to let the curse rule over us. We do not have to let death rule over us. We can rule and reign. So much to the point to where 1 Corinthians 15 says that even at death, we can look at the grave and we say, ha, grave, where's your victory? You have none. Right? Death, where's your sting? Do we have victory over death? To so many people, that's not real. And they mourn like people who have no hope. But friend, when you're saved, when Jesus is your Lord and you've been born again and you're a new creation in Christ Jesus, death is not the end.
Amen.
Death is not defeat.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
You step out of your body. It falls to a clump on the floor and you say, I'll pick you up soon.
Amen.
And you're out of here to check out your new mansion.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Dead? Nah. Your body sleeps. But you're very much alive.
Amen.
Right? More aware than you've ever been. Don't feel sorry for Christians who die.
Amen.
I said, don't feel sorry for Christians. Who you, people that's born again, don't. Whoo, are you kidding? No. He said death reigned because of sin. But now we can reign because of the righteousness that's in Christ. Reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Skip down to verse 21. As sin has reigned to death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I know you may not feel like you understand all of that, and certainly we don't. But this is going to grow in you. It's going to grow on you. And we're going to camp on this. Are you believing with me now? If we fully understood this, you know, we'd be running and shouting and running up and down the aisles here all night long and probably until tomorrow. We haven't seen this. We haven't understood what this means. But you just got to receive it by faith. Right? Before you understand it, just say, I believe this.
I believe this.
I accept this.
I accept this.
Death no longer reigns over me.
Sin no longer reigns over me.
The devil no longer reigns over me.
I reign in life
by Christ Jesus. Now you couldn't say that too much. I reign in life. It'd help you get up in the morning, look in the mirror and go, I reign in life. I reign in life. Ride down the road in your car going, I reign in life. I reign in this life. By Christ Jesus. Faith comes by hearing. Even if you don't understand it. Even if you don't know what it means. Just say it and say it. And hear it and say it. And say it and hear it. And hear it and say it. Something will begin to work inside you. It'll begin to get bigger than your understanding. And you'll begin to get excited. And your head will go, what? Your head don't even know why you're so excited in your spirit. But your head will eventually catch up some. But you can be ruling and reigning in the meantime. While your head's still catching up. You know, Brother Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, he said as a little boy, talking about this same principle, that you don't have to understand what it means to enjoy it. He said as a little boy, he could not figure it out. He looked at it, and they had a black cow that gave white milk. And you'd churn it, and it made yellow butter. He couldn't figure that out. Well, the black cow ate green grass and gave white milk and it made yellow butter. But he said all the time he's trying to figure it out, he's a drinking the milk and a eating the butter. Right? And you don't have to understand to figure it out before you can enjoy it. You didn't have to figure out and understand how the blood of Jesus saves you and cleanses you before you could be saved. Just believe it. You don't have to understand how by his stripes you're healed. Just believe it. You don't have to understand how him becoming poor makes you rich. Just believe it. Just believe it. And believe that by his righteousness and by his grace, I now reign in life by Christ Jesus. Say it again real strong. I reign in life.
I reign in life.
I reign in life.
By Christ Jesus.
Well, that's way different from being defeated. Right? From being overcome. No. Go with me, please, over to the book of Revelation, the 5th chapter. Now, in our first session, we went back to Genesis. And we saw in Genesis 1, 26 and 28, how God created man in his own image. And the first thing he said was what? Have dominion. Are we created to have dominion? We were created to rule and reign. You skip on over. That's the very beginning. That's the first page in the Bible. Genesis 1. You skip on over to the end. Revelation 22 and 5. It says we will reign forever and ever. Talking about us. Were we created to have dominion? Are we destined to have dominion? Yes, we are. And see, the devil, he doesn't want us to know this. I mean, he's worked so hard for centuries to confuse people about this. And you got all these unscriptural sermons and all these unscriptural songs. I'm just a beggar wandering in the heat and cold. And the devil goes, yeah, sing it again with gusto. It's sad. People get up and sing stuff like that. Oh, I don't want any of this world's goods. I'm just a beggar, just a worm, and get all teared up and cry and think they're being blessed. And just being ignorant. Did you hear me? No, let's examine every song. Let's examine every message. Let's examine every book by the book. And if you can't find it in here, quit singing it. I don't care how catchy it is. I don't care how much your soul likes it. Are you listening now? See, there's a lot of stuff that's soulical that is unspiritual. Oh, yeah, it moves you. You're moved. You're to tears. Or you like to pat your foot. That doesn't mean it's God. That doesn't mean it's spiritual. And so much of the church is that way. I had a fella got up one time. Bless his heart. And he bragged on how he could preach a sermon and work the people into a lather and never use one scripture. what he said. Well, so what? Everybody got hot and bothered. You can be spitting cotton and you can go out and fatigued and tired and go, whew, what a service. Well, yeah, what? What kind? You know, a lot of stuff is like a great big ball of cotton candy. It tastes sweet. It's multicolored. But you can eat the whole thing. And what do you got? It ain't all about shouting. It ain't all about hooping and hollering and carrying on. And you got the other end of this. The intellect. There are people who can give you an expository. They can give you the etymological roots of all the words. And they can quote the Greek and the Latin and the Chaldean and the Aramaic and four different theologians. And when you hear it, you go, That's interesting. I guess. Did you understand what it is? And people leave impressed with their knowledge. That's not God. That's not the Spirit of God. It's just human intellect. It can't heal you. It can't save you. It can't pay your bills. Did you hear me? And it's a sad reality that much of the church world, this is all they have. People come and they think together. And they leave going, wow, those were some thoughts, weren't they? Some interesting statistics. And agreeing that stuff is wrong. And that somebody ought to do something. And come back and do the very same thing next week. Yeah. Next week and next week. Dead. Powerless. Faithless. No victory. Not reigning. Being dominated over. Oh, but friend, that's not the kind of Christianity the Apostle Paul lived. That's not the kind of Christianity Peter and John lived. They saw miracles. They saw healings. They saw thousands come to the Lord in one day. They saw victory over the elements of nature and over the devil on every hand. Well, God hadn't changed. God hadn't lost His power. The Bible hadn't changed. That's available to you. That's available to me. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Exercising Authority, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001C. That's R-1001C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.